Welcome back, everyone, to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we give you tips to live courageously and overcome obstacles. I'm your host, Lance Merrickey, and I'm here with your life coach, Mandy B. Anderson from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Good morning.
Good morning. We're without Rachel today because she's homesick.
We are. It's going to be fun, though. It's going to be strange, but fun.
It is. I love how you're always so concerned. Like, I think it's only going to be a short podcast where we're going to talk about, like, you haven't met us before. We're talkers.
We are. But I mean, Rachel commands a lot of the time talking. So when you take that away, that means one of us have to put that time
in. She commands a third of the time.
It's more than a third.
Depends on the topic.
It's like, I would say you two sometimes, she's 45%, you're 45, and I'm 10.
Okay.
So that's 45% that we have to come up with today.
My math skills had to figure that one out there for a second. I was like, wait a minute.
It's right.
What? Yeah, okay. I you know, back in the day when we were kids, they always used to tell you in math class, well, what are you going to do, carry a calculator around in your pocket someday? And I am so thankful that, yes, I do
that
on
is
my phone.
So, wow, that was just a revelatory moment for me
because we have it.
We have it on our phone now. And we could go back. I'm going to go back to my fifth grade teacher.
You should.
I was really competitive when we would play around the world flashcards. Mm. We'd play it with
you know. That was fun.
Yeah, seven times six, seven times whatever.
And I didn't do well with that.
Whenever I didn't either, because whenever I lost, I threw a big fit. Like, I was mad.
I think I probably did better with, like, heads up, seven up.
Ooh, yep.
No counting in that.
No counting.
Just look for thumbs up.
But I would tell my teacher, we don't have to use this. Even as a fifth grader, I'd be like, try to argue my point. We're never going to have to use this because, and she said that too.
Yep.
Well, you're not going to be able to carry a calculator with you everywhere. And now,
watch
you
me.
Know what? I
that's
am.
The, you know, we should do a podcast episode about the benefits of technology.
We should, because I think we already did one about the pitfalls.
Did we?
Well, because we talked about being unplugged and undone. And so, yeah, maybe we should, because there are good benefits. And I don't want people to feel bad for relying on your phone, because, you know, it's just that's what our culture has gotten.
You just have to use it correctly. And now that I'm thinking about that, I have to turn my phone off.
Yep, that's a good idea. We don't want phone calls while this is happening.
Nate would not be happy about that while editing.
No. So today's episode is part two of our series called Becoming a Better You. Last week, we talked about two characteristics to develop in order to become a better you. And today we are going to share the third and final one. But before we do that, let's just recap really quick what we talked about last week, Mandy. Number one
was develop persistence.
Ooh, yep.
And number two was develop self-awareness. So I have a couple questions for Lance, but the first one is, what do you think your biggest aha moment was from that podcast last week, listening to it? And being there. I mean, you were there, so you should remember, but...
I think it's cool when we do podcasts that, and hopefully our listeners get this, is that I learn from these two. And it's not just we're trying to tell people what to do, but it's something that's really, really helped me. And I think it was knowing that not everyone is happy and high all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all of us on this world experience highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And I think being able to appreciate the highs is because you've gone through the lows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really a really awesome thing for me to reflect on afterwards. And as I was driving home, just thinking about, wow, when you run into a stranger, you don't know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they're experiencing a high, they're experiencing a low, and what's going on in their life. And to know that and to be aware of that is kind of an important thing, especially when it's just in customer service or even just on a day-to-day being around people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's good aha moment.
Yeah, I thought so.
Good job. Awesome. So, okay, so we talked about developing persistence and about being persistent on those hard days, on the days where it is not a high up there, woohoo, positive day. But really, how do you persist through those days where you just don't feel great? So how do you think that you have personally been applying this, Lance, the develop persistence part?
Oh, man. Persisting through a hard day is, I think, something that you kind of learn to do over time. Because,
mm-hmm.
boy, in high school, it was like, well, I'm just going to give up, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to call in sick and I'm going to sleep. But as you get older and you have that responsibility of paying the bills, taking care of the kids, mowing the lawn, stuff like that, just day-to-day things. It's something that I think you, and it's almost like what we talked about, strengthening your grit.
Mm-hmm.
And persistence and grit can almost be like the same
thing.
Yeah, the same
they really
thing.
Can.
Yeah, and so it's really doing it because, you know what, I am going to wake up to a better day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not today, but I don't care. I'm going to fight through today because I've got responsibility. And I think for me, when I say that in my head, like, okay, today can be bad. And it might be. Things aren't going to go your way. Mm-hmm. When I recognize that, my day turns around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, whatever. I got a flat tire. Great. Bring it on. I don't care. I'm going to fix this and I'm going to do what I was set out to do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to work today. And so I think that has helped me to be like, you know what? Bad things are going to happen. They mm-hmm. are. Your computer's going to break down. Your phone's going to get shattered. And you get to decide if it's going to destroy your day or if it's just going to be another hurdle and you get past it and then you move on.
I love that. I had one of those days yesterday because my husband is out of town this week for work. And he had told me a couple days ago, we were driving my car and I don't know where that came from, but we were driving my car and I was just I was flipping on the lights. And apparently there's a function on my light switch where it's auto lights. He claims that what that means is if you keep it on that, your lights will turn themselves off and turn themselves on and supposedly not run out of juice in your battery.
That works.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So Monday night, I was at this event for something, and it was raining when I was coming home, and Nate was gone, and I thought, hey, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try this auto function on my lights. But then the whole way home, I was having this conversation to myself about, oh, but what happens if it doesn't work? Like, I don't want my battery to not work in the morning. Like, I'm having a 7 o'clock coffee date with my dad tomorrow morning, which is the only person I will ever do that with, by the way, because I'm not a morning person. And so I just had this conversation with myself, and I thought that I turned it off back to what I normally do, what my habit is. Turns out I wake up Tuesday morning ready to go have coffee with my dad, ready to leave the house at 6:57 when I have to be at the coffee shop at 7 a.m. Thankfully, it really is only a 5-minute trip, so I would have been 2 minutes late instead of, you know, many. And I can't even unlock the doors.
The battery's dead, huh?
Battery's dead. Oof. I'm like, what's happening? Like, I thought it was my auto start because nothing was working. So I had to, you know, manually open it because then the key auto start wasn't working or auto unlock. So I had to manually unlock it. And the first thing I notice is there's no lights on in my car. Like, what am I going to do? And then I realize, oh, crap, the battery's dead. So I have to call my dad. Well, first I called my husband and I'm like, my battery's dead. What do I do? Like, where are the, what are they even called? The chargers. What is that big long cord? See, I don't know. The jumper cable. Like, where are those? Do I have one? Are they all with you? And I'm just stuck here now till you get home. And he's like, no, here it is. It's in the garage. Should be right in front of you. So then I called my dad and my dad brought the coffee date to me because he had already ordered.
Oh, that's
awesome.
That's
kind of our thing.
Good
he
dad.
Knows I'll be late. So he always orders. And so he brings it all to me and jumps my car for me. And then, but then he's like, you got to keep it running. We can't just turn it off. So, so then we drive back to the coffee shop to sit there and then we have the auto start on. And the whole point of this story is that it was a bad day. It was not one of those things where I was like, oh, yay, I'm so excited. Yeah. My car didn't start. But I persisted through it. And I even made a quick little like minute-long live video on Facebook waiting for my dad to show up where I'm like, okay, here's a prayer for if it's, you know, it's not even 8 a.m. and your day already started off bad. What do you do? And I think that's really part of developing persistence is realizing that, yes, okay, bad days happen. But just like you said, you get to have a choice. Are you going to continue in the bad mood throughout the thing? Or are you going to turn it around? And I learned a lot from that the other day because I learned where my jumper cables, I learned the name of it just now. If I remember that or not, who knows? But I learned that I have jumper cables in the back of my vehicle.
That's awesome.
That I would have had to crawl back into to open because the other thing I learned is that if you have a super modern vehicle and it's all electric, when the battery dies, nothing works.
That all dies with it.
That all dies with it. Yep. So I couldn't even open my trunk because it's electric. So I learned a lot of valuable things. I also learned that we have a light bulb switch in our garage that turns on. Here I thought it was just a motion-sensored light. I don't spend any time in my garage, just so you know. So I learned a lot of things and how to open the hood of my car. I mean, these are things that all women should know.
Yeah, definitely.
Girls, you should know this.
And I think if we're all honest, we know what it's like when we give in to the grumpiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it's not going to be fun. We're going to yell at people for no reason.
Right.
And people aren't going to want to be around us. No one wants to be around that at work or anything.
They don't.
So for you to be able to say, okay, let's just, you know, make lemonade.
And you know what? My dad did the same thing too. He was like, you know, I'm just glad I could be here to help you. Because really, at that point, I mean, being an ex-rig wife, not that I lost my husband, but we're no longer in the oil fields, you learned in that time frame how to band together. So I'm like, well, I could call Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple neighbors that I know that are home, so I could probably ask them. I mean, this isn't like a hard thing to fix.
Right.
It just takes a little few minutes. But you learn to not only develop persistence, but become a problem solver within that too. And I think we've talked about that mm-hmm. in another episode. So
that's good.
Number two is develop self-awareness. So how have you been applying that, Lance?
I had to write down what our definition was. So the definition of self-awareness is being aware of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy and I have been doing coaching together, which has been great. And one of the things that Mandy suggested was putting down on your phone, what am I thinking about today?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that on your calendar on your iPhone. I'm sorry about Android users. I only know iPhone right now. But
yeah,
on your
I'm sure they have one too.
Yeah, they gotta. You can just put in things that reminds you. And so for every day so far this week, it's just been a little alarm that says, what am I thinking about today?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really actually been pretty amazing to recap what I've thought about today. And I've written them down. And I've been like, wow, why did I think of that? Or cool, I'm thinking about that. And it's really helped me to recognize bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helped me to recognize good habits and to say, okay, this is what I want to do on this day. This is what I want to be thinking about this day. And I want to start writing things. And so just topics have really come to my mind.
Uh-huh.
So I think that is just this is going to sound funny, but just being aware of self-awareness has helped.
But that's a big thing. I mean, mm-hmm. most people aren't even aware it's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because I wasn't before this.
Yeah. Well, great job. I'm so proud of you. You've actually been a really great coaching client. Just
cool.
Not that I was worried, but you have been, especially for somebody who is looking to become a coach someday.
Right.
Down the line. You've just done a really great job of that. And I think you've actually exemplified our number three quality that we're going to wrap up this series with.
Awesome.
What is that?
Develop a teachable spirit.
Mm-hmm. Develop a teachable spirit. So we talk about that a lot here.
We do. Because I even wrote down, I said, and I wanted to ask the girls today, I'm going to ask Mandy today, do you think this is either the most important or one of the more important skills? Because it has come up pretty much my entire time mm-hmm. working with you guys and being on anything with you is this teachable spirit. And what exactly is that and why is it so important?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think maybe it is the most important one because I don't know that you can develop persistence or self-awareness if you're not first teachable.
Right, because if you didn't respond
mm-hmm.
and if you were just this hard stone all the time, it would never penetrate.
Right, yeah. And that's what the majority of people will do that. They'll listen to something and they'll be like, oh, that was good. Or they'll think, I already know this.
Yeah, yep.
And then they won't do anything with it. And if you find yourself saying, I already know all this, that is a moment of you not being teachable. And I've been in those places.
Me too.
I look back at, it was really funny actually, how we even got to the point where we found out about this office space that we're in now was about probably 3 months before we moved in here. I had the opportunity to meet the person who, his name was Scott Wild, and he was doing a social media training at a chamber event. And I wanted to go because I kind of wanted to meet people, but I had the mindset of, I don't know what he's going to teach me because I've already been learning social media from one of the top trainers.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he going to teach me that I don't already mm-hmm. know? That was a really unteachable spirit because what that did is it closed my mind initially to, hey, maybe it's not the content he's supposed to teach me. Maybe there's something else. So I finally ended up going. I'm like, well, I'm going to go anyway. I committed to it. So I did. And then we set a time for me to come in and meet with him and just get to know him a little bit. And when I came in, he was actually in the office that we now live in, mm-hmm. Because he has since moved on to other things. And I just remember sitting there thinking, wow, he asked me a lot of thought-provoking questions. And he was doing podcasting himself. This podcast studio was his before it was ours. And it was just fascinating to me how that one relationship opened up the door to us having a home for Big Blue Couch Coaching. And
wow.
So, as well as a podcast studio. Mm-hmm. And had I kept myself in that mindset of, well, I'm not going to be able to learn anything from him. I already know it all. And let that stop me, I wouldn't have met him, probably wouldn't have heard about the Idea Center at all, and we wouldn't be here in this spot. So it's really fascinating because there are things that I think we all go through where we're like, well, I already know that.
Yep.
I already know this. Even sitting in a church sermon,
yep.
Well, I already know this stuff. I don't have to pay attention.
Yeah, that might be the easiest mm-hmm. one to, yep, definitely.
It probably comes up the most because that's where you're trying to be aware.
We're in the Book of John again? Oh, great. I know that. But then it's like, oh, I didn't look at it that way.
Yeah. Yep. And so I think that's really an important thing is to always remain teachable. And I think when you are walking out in some sort of a career where you are the expert on something, that can be tricky because it's like, where's that fine line between I'm the expert versus I also still need to keep learning?
Definitely.
And I think that's the key is you always keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is as much as I know now, but 2 to 5 years from now, there's going to be more added to that.
Definitely. And I enjoy history a lot and I'm kind of a nerd that way, but I have that too where I think, oh, the Civil War, okay, I know all this stuff or blah, blah, blah. And I ended up taking some online courses in mm-hmm. history and government, and it was like all of this awesome knowledge that came in. And if I wouldn't have just taken that one step and said, okay, I'm going to do this, even though I think I know it all, and that's a pride thing, mm-hmm. thinking you know it all, I would have missed out on an awesome thing of learning more stuff and always being able to – I think our mind has the capacity of amazing things.
Yeah.
And we can cram it with so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever know – if you can ever stop learning new things.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
That's actually a fascinating train of thought because there are certain individuals who reach a certain age in life and they think, well, I can't learn anything new. All my bad habits are set in place now and this is just me. Take me or leave me.
Right.
I don't agree with that mindset because I don't think that's the mindset that is portrayed in the Bible at all. If it was, then the sentence that says be transformed by the renewing of your mind would have an age limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like up until the age of 60 or 55 or 80, be transformed. But after that, tough luck.
Yeah.
That's not what it says. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I think it's all your perspective and whether or not you want to persist through staying teachable because you kind of have to have the two together. You have to have all of these, really, to remain teachable throughout your entire life. You have to be persistent about it, and you have to have self-awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that a lot of people give up on at some point for whatever reason. And a lot of it is probably because they start to lose their persistence. They get worn out with all the mundane things that happen throughout life. And then they maybe aren't feeding themselves with the tools that encourage them, or maybe they've lost sight of what their dreams are. You know, we talked about that passion in a couple episodes ago. And when you start to do that, your spirit of teachability starts to die with that.
Yeah. And what would you say, let's say someone has gone through these first two, they're being persistent, they're developing self-awareness, and now it comes to this all-important teachable spirit. How would you advise a client who already knows that they're kind of hard in that way mm-hmm. to develop this teachable spirit?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to do is if you have somebody telling you to listen to something or read something, do it.
Mm.
Follow through with it. Even if it's hard for you, even if you can only read like a few pages or listen to half of a podcast, just start doing something. And if a lot of different people have been telling you to do something and you haven't done it, start there.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have those things where we know there are things we could do better.
Yep.
We know there are things that we keep procrastinating on. Do them. Start being a person who follows through because that is gonna help you develop that teachable spirit. And also, you know, if there are dreams in your heart where Okay, we work with a lot of writers here. I don't know how that happened. We have a lot of writers on our staff.
We do. It's awesome.
A lot of people who have the dream of writing, and we're starting to have a lot of people coming to us who actually, we've done this all along, where people are like, I want to be a writer. How'd you do that? How'd you do this? And so we're in the process of developing some stronger writing classes for people, or a writer's workshop that we'll share more about later this year. But if you've always wanted to do that, then figure out, okay, there are some things I need to learn about writing. And go seek them out. If you need some people to learn from Michael Hyatt or Lisa Turkhurst. She has the conference for writers and speakers called She Speaks. I mean, start seeking all of that out. And you don't have to go to a conference. There's a lot of free things you can get online to start from. Mm-hmm. But start somewhere. Because the more that you have a dream that you don't go after and you don't start feeding, the higher chance you have of becoming one of those people who just becomes, you know, negative, procrastinates, and turns off their ability to be teachable.
Right. And then that teachable spirit, I think, just slowly dies. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you're not continuing to feed it in a healthy manner.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think, but also, you know, be aware of what your thoughts are in the process of how often do you say, I already know that. Mm. I already know that. I already know that. We've had a couple different people work with us that are not a major part of our team. And we had one person who every time I said something, it was, I already know that. I already know how to do that. I already know this.
Ooh.
And it got to the point where that person didn't last very long because they weren't teachable, because they couldn't step aside for a while to realize, hey, maybe there's something I don't know.
Mm.
Because I haven't lived it yet. And so if that's something that you, as the listener, find yourself being like, oh, ouch, this one kind of hurts, Mandy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to make it painful for you, but the truth is, if that's what your thought process is, then you are in dire need of developing a teachable spirit.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it might be okay to hurt on your way to becoming a better you.
It does hurt.
Because if you are already the better version, you probably don't maybe need to listen to this, but if you're becoming that person, it might hurt. It might be ugly, but in the end, it's going to be awesome. The reward is going to be great.
It is.
So, Mandy, if you could, final thoughts, maybe recap part one and part two.
Sure. So the main characteristics to develop for becoming a better you is, number one, develop persistence. Number two, develop self-awareness. And number three, develop a teachable spirit. And I want to share something specifically for our listeners who might be an entrepreneurial type spirit. My husband sent me this today, and this is the first time he's ever done this, but he texts me every single day and sends a lot of encouragement. But today he's like, here's the quote of the day. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. So it says, you control the input into your business, but you are not in control of the outcome. God is.
Ooh.
And so just remember that, because as an entrepreneur, it can sometimes feel like, oh my goodness, I'm putting so much in and I can't strive the things coming out of it. Like, I can't manifest that and make that happen. It just takes some time. But that's the same with becoming a better you. I mean, you can put this in and you might not see the results you want right away, because God is in control of that. Like, it's this process that happens invisibly over time, but just keep at it, because as you do, as you keep working on these characteristics and keep working on becoming a better you, you will get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take some time.
Yep, definitely. And we just, again, want to thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We really enjoy doing this, and we hope that you enjoy listening to it as well. If you could really just quickly take a few seconds and rate this episode on iTunes as a favor to us, and that way more people will be able to get this content. So until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.